promise. Amen. Saying, search and find the young child, listen now, that I too may worship with him, knowing all the time that he didn't want to prepare a feast for the family, knowing what he had intended to do. This wasn't a preparatory means for a great incarnation feast, but a contemplated and premeditated plot to kill the newborn king. You know, a lot of times people tell you one thing and they have something else in their mind. You know, people contemporaneously speaking have myriad and many ways to get next to you. And the closer they get in with you, the more harm they can do to us. Amen. But one thing I love about the Almighty, eternal and everlasting God, he is always ahead. Witness? He knows our innermost secrets, our innermost thoughts, our meditations, our intentions, good or bad. He is always out front. As David, the greatest king of Israel, said, Psalms 121:4, he that keepeth us never sleeps nor slumber. For he sits high and looks down low. You see, God preserves and takes care of his own. In the language of our text, you know, it's a segmentized text. He is a very help in the time of trouble. And when the Lord is on our side, what can people do unto us? He sent one of his messengers to warn Joseph. He called him the warning angel in Joseph's dream. Said, arise and take the young child and flee into Egypt. And be there until you hear from me. Oh, it's a good thing to wait upon the Lord. Many a time we try to take our lives in our own hands. And this is why they become so inextricable. For he is our dwelling place, our abode. Sometimes we have to run in our lives. We don't mean a flight on Delta or United, the friendly skies, or Eastern, South or Northwest, or TWA or TVA. We mean myriad flights in our personal lives, going away from something. But don't you know you can't run from trouble all the time? Amen. Sometimes you have to stand at the fence.
Yes, sir.
You have to stand your ground. Wait on the Lord. And he'll come and hear and plead your case. You know, sometimes a person, you wonder what happened to his personality. Those with dual personalities sometimes. Sometimes we all take a mental flight. Can we get a witness?
Yes.
We all take a mental flight sometime and we forget who we are and what we are and who made us and who created us and the cause of our being. And take that flight mentally. Our flight sometimes to criminals to avoid persecution. A flight from justice that makes people a fugitive. A flight of fantasy our galaxial images and imaginations. There are so many husbands and fathers that are on a flight right now. Amen. Can I get a witness? To reward responsibility as relates to the whereabouts and the welfare of their families that they are not with. Remember Jonah took a flight once? Tried an unnecessary flight from God. I hope you listen to what Brother Griffin read this morning. Trying to run away from God. The omnipotent, the omniscient, the omnipotent, and the omnigathering. Not realizing, O Lord, that God is everywhere. Before you ever get where you think you're going, God has already been there. Amen. Nothing is new under the sun. Oh, we try to run from responsibility. I've tried to run from this for years. Not realizing that God is everywhere of his omnipresence. We're coming to a close. David, the greatest king of Israel, who had been trying to evade the law, ask himself a question. Do you ever take time to interrogate yourself? You ought to do that. Who am I? Where am I? Where am I going? Where do I belong? How do I stand with God? What about my responsibility to the community? What about my status in the church? Am I giving my children the right instructions? Or you can go on and on with personal interrogations that is good psychologically and intellectually for everybody. David began to ask himself a question. It don't make no difference who asked you a question until you began to ask your own self some questions. You're going to be behind the eight ball. Am I doing this right? Am I on the right road? Am I moving toward the heavenly sphere? David said, O Lord, thou hast searched me, Psalm 139, and know me. That's right. He knows every one of us, every hair on your head is counted by him. Thou knowest, O Lord, my down sitting. You ought to think about that, church, when we are just sitting at home on Sunday, when we ought to be at the house of God. Oh Lord, he knows my uprising. Why, O Lord, thou understandest my thought. Afar, church, we have many members. Not only today, but most every Sunday, on some kind of a flight at Hope River. Can we get a witness? We have some that are truly sick, and we have more that are not sick. But one thing, O Lord, they ought to think about, we can't dodge the law. As he interrogates himself, O Lord, trying to dodge or evade God's will, whither shall I go from thy spirit? You have a lot of men that are called to preach this very day. We all have to run a while, but after a while, you must come home. You must concede to the call of God. David began, O Lord, whither shall I go from thy spirit? It seems like you everywhere I go. In 1942, I was so glad to go to the Army, I didn't know what to do. Yes. Now I get out of this thing. Not realizing that God, when finally, when going through so many other countries, God would be waiting for me in Burma. That's why I conceded and gave up. Whether shall I go from thy spirit? This is what David was asking himself. Whether shall I go from thy spirit? If I, O Lord, ascend into the heaven, he's there. If I descend into hell and make my bed there, behold, O Lord, he's there, waiting. God is always ahead. Can we get a witness? You can't dodge the Lord. And Lord, he thought if he could fly, I'd be all right. If I take, O Lord, the wings of the morning, and O Lord, I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you'd be there too. O Lord, even there, thy hand, O Lord, shall lead me. And O Lord, and thy right hand shall hold me. One thing that I love about the Lord Jesus, why, if you should happen to fall out of his right hand, Lord God, he'll catch you in his left hand. Ain't we right about it? But church, one of these old days, oh Lord, when we have gone the last mile of the way, Lord God, one of these old days, oh Lord, Hamby right here is going to fly away. Oh Lord, some glad morning when this life is over. Oh Lord, I'll fly away. Oh Lord, to God's home on celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh Lord, I'm looking forward to it. You don't believe it. And you don't understand what I'm telling you about. But I'll bless about hand with this old mean word. Oh Lord, become discouraged sometimes. Become disappointed sometimes. And it isn't hard for me to give it up. Oh Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord. And I'm not afraid. I know, oh Lord, that this world cannot always be my home. Oh Lord, I realize, oh Lord, that one day, yes, sooner or later, I'll lie before this altar. Yes. Oh Lord, I won't have to worry no more. All right. But God, I won't be sick no more. No. Won't be lied on no more. But God, won't be rebuked and scorned no more. Oh Lord, I'll fly away. Oh Lord, I'll fly away. Somewhere above and beyond the cloud. Oh Lord, my soul shall be at rest. Oh Lord, no more sickness, no more dying, no more doctoral checkups. Everything will be all right. Do you know what I'm talking about? I never know I was in this mean world. There was a land, oh Lord, that Job described, somewhere in the heavens. Thank God, we shall see. by the throne of God. John the Revelator says, a river of pure water flows by his throne. The angel waiting at the foot of the throne to carry messages to the loved one to come home. It's time to come home. All right. Come home. Take a flight through the sky. Yes. I'll be waiting.
All
right. We go on many flights in our life, but I'm looking forward to the flight. Girl, we have to fly home. No more. I know you don't believe me, but I'm not worried. You hear me? I'm not worried. I know that I'm his child.